You're listening to Amiel of AwakeningTheTruthWithin.com, intuitive counseling and crystal light body healing for your sacred inner balance. This is the feature article for my October 2024 newsletter, Being the Peace, which is free to subscribers. God is now. These days, some turn of events will come along that will make you question if it's real or not real, meaningful or not meaningful, or whether there is even any reason to give it your attention. The global spiritual awakening is like that too, because there are so many different perspectives on what is happening, what is valuable, and what is to be placed into focus. It's not that any is right or wrong. It is what it is. For each and every one, there is something meaningful about this awakening, even if someone turns away from what is truthful and clear. This sounds contradictory, because for those who value truth and clarity, there is nothing more important. But for those who are moving differently through time and space, to them, there is value in their experiences, and therefore there is no judgment placed upon them. What is helpful for most people to understand at this time is that in order to right a wrong, the invasion by the negative aliens, there has come a significant changing in the universal architecture so that everything can be put into perspective again, the true organic perspective. And in order to do this, it requires moving to the highest creator levels, where there is unobstructed organization of the universe. Now, this for most people is very far away, and most would say, given the chance to understand it, that it's not relevant to daily life because it doesn't yet reach their heart or mind, or the actions they must take to be human on this earth. And for them, this would be true. But it is meaningful to consider that if this massive healing shift is what it takes, then this is reflecting just how extraordinarily manipulated the multiverse became through the galactic wars and fall of consciousness. And this means that there remains virtually nothing that has not been corrupted. This isn't said to create dismay. It's said to bring the mind to thinking a different way, to understand that if the corruption on Earth is so deep and so insidious in its distortions, then just what is it that we've been living? If we took the time to consider what reality has been on Earth with all the distortions, we would be quite stupefied to realize that we have been extraordinarily far away from truth. So the extraordinary spiritual energetic repair is exactly where it needs to be to balance out the pain and reversal of life. In other words, we are already so far away from truth that the feeling that the healing universal changes now underway are still so unreachable is not the problem. The problem is that the true nature of the angelic human was incredibly hurt, and this is what has consumed the flow and genuine flourishing of our earth. We can think that the current complexity of changes in the universal landscape mean nothing to the average person. This is not true. We may even think these changes feel irrelevant to even the seasoned spiritual traveler, because the consciousness cannot access all that is being newly revealed. However, it can be said that neither is true, because for every cell that enlivens with the changes in the Earth's grids, with every synapse in the brain that communicates with the higher stream of consciousness, and with every intention that bridges the current reality of Earth with the current reality of the universe's architecture, there is a way forward to God. a return to God on earth in its purest form. That's what this awakening is about, the restoration of humanity's relationship with God within, so that it isn't twisted and turned inside out to be a lie and obfuscation. In the same way that humans have never really known unconditional love in its purity for a very long time now, humans have also not known God in its purest form, in its truth. But that doesn't mean that it is inaccessible or has to remain inaccessible. If you truly desire to have that authentic, loving bond with God in your heart, and you don't feel that now, then something is required of you to move that into focused nurturing. If you do nothing, it will remain elusive. If you tell yourself that several things or something must happen before you have that relationship, before you are able to be one with God, then it will remain in the future. But if you find the clarity within you that this is your choosing to be enveloped in an unconditionally loving relationship with the God within you, then you will find that this is the direction that you move, one step at a time. This is how it is for most people. It's true that for some, this can happen through a profound and abrupt Kundalini awakening. But make no mistake, this is not necessarily a blissful time, but a death to the illusions of the ego that has only known the distance and disconnection from true source light. Ego healing is essential and 99% of spiritual embodiment. Most people can only handle that ego dismantling gradually. And so incremental transformation is spiritually benevolent, as is a catalyst of the dark night of the soul, even when it can feel like a long journey that requires great endurance. So this brings us to say, remain in the present. For yesterday was the old you, and the future you has not yet come into form. The you today is the only one that can reap the benefits of God's loving return to earth. Right now, the you that is alive and breathing on this earth is faced with choice every day and every moment to embrace what is unfolding. It is a choice. Don't feel that you just must go along for the ride. Choose to participate in such a way that the enslavement programs, the reversals, the pain, the traumas, the hurt, and the relentless demands of life are only experiences to be observed. They do not have to keep you separate from God. They can serve to move you toward God. Recognize that what unfolds for you right now, both the difficult and the joyful, are integral to your soul evolution and your purpose, not a disruption to it. They all serve to help you explore your multidimensional self so that you may know the truth of the influences that have impacted you and heal beyond them to unconditional self-love and sacred inner balance. Our collective liberation is a time for celebration. Appreciate that what is unfolding now on the Earth's body is as much a part of the Earth's evolution as all the galactic wars, traumas, targeting, and genocides. But now we are moving closer to God than ever before, and we don't have to repeat the timelines. When it doesn't feel like a celebration to you, because there is still so much that is insane and anti-life, observe it and then give it to God. Just witness it and give your pain about it to God. Give your heart to God so that you become one of those people who has made the most of this time on earth, knowing that it is a path for your freedom now, and therefore liberation for the future to come. What you create now creates the future. Know that what you give to yourself in this way, you give to others, so that they may see what's possible, and know just how magnificently the angelic human was created. Be the peace, breathe the peace, and be one with God as the eternal spirit who you are. In each moment, God is never far away. God is present. God is your foundation, your powerful inner sound light, and the rest has been a lie to discourage that truth. So simply take each moment with God in your heart, and then you will be following where you are meant to go, following what you were created to experience, and you will be God's love now. If you would like healing support to transform your pain, book a healing session. Go to www.awakeningthetruthwithin.com. Be peace.